how disheartening was it to have this game go like it did?
Yeah, I mean, extremely. You know, we just didn't play well enough, missed too many opportunities, and you know, not the way we drew it up.
Those two picks that were deflected, were they? You think they should have been caught?
Well, I mean, you know, I'll have to wait till tomorrow to see the film. You know, I didn't even see it. I got hit on both of them. So, the one to Jordan, no. I mean, I threw that ball behind him. You know, the wing took it. And it was behind him. That was on me. And I'm not sure about the one to Greg. Like I said, I never saw the replay. So we'll have to wait till see tomorrow.
Fran just talked about the pressure that they threw at you tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I told you guys during the week that's a good front. You know, they get after the passer. You know, they create havoc there. They played well, but you know, our offensive line is good. I'm extremely you know, thrilled to have those guys in front of me. I wouldn't trade them for anybody, and you know, we're all going to learn from this. You know, it's not all them. It's not, you know, there's no reason to point any fingers. You know, we just got to get better as a unit, and you know, execute better and do the things that you know, do the things we're coached to do.
Brandon, how do you feel you played today?
You know, obviously. You know, some missed opportunities. You know, I felt like I did some good things. You know, obviously, it's hard to look back on a game you lose and really think you played halfway decent. That's just, it's tough to do. But, you know, I felt like I stood in there, you know, kept continuing to battle, even though things weren't going our way and played four quarters. You know, like I said, I need to watch the tape. There were some good things. Obviously, there's a few throws I like that back and do a couple things different, but that's going to be all every game we play.
Can you just talk about the first drive going well, everything
looked
like it was going good, and just the way that it ended and what happened there?
Yeah, you know, that was we had great first few plays. We were rolling pretty good, and we got Travis on a deep ball and wanted to take a shot, and I threw it out there where I thought I threw a good ball, and again, I never saw a complete play. I got hit on that one, but I was, you know, after throwing it, I thought it was, you know, one-on-one where Travis, you know, again, I like him running past anybody. He's got that speed. And so just taking a shot, being aggressive, you know, that's what we're going to do. And, you know, unfortunately, they came down with it.
Brandon, after you had the run game established in that first series of downs, you know, trying to 27 yards, four carries, were you disappointed that you didn't try to reestablish it in a greater quantity as a game
we're on? Yeah, you know, I think, you know, you can never question, you know, Norv. I mean, he's been doing this for a long time. He's up there. He sees something. You know, he's, in my opinion, the best play caller in the game. He just, you know, he saw something, you know. And, you know, if you ask him, he may have been saying, I don't know what the situation is. Trent ran the ball extremely hard all day and pass protected well, caught the ball in the backfield, did some things. So, like I said, it's not one person. It's not a couple guys. It's all 15, 16 guys that contributed today.
How disappointed and surprised were you that things weren't as crisp as you would hope? The drops, some penalties.
Yeah.
The spectrum was great.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the mental mistakes is what, as a player, is ones that kind of eat at you more than anything. I think, you know, drop balls and missed throws or missed blocks, that's going to happen. These guys are just too good. First game out of the box is, me and Jason were talking about it all week, and we talked about it tonight. I mean, first game out of the box is it's the hardest game of the year because, you know, you don't have a great idea what they're going to do. Everybody's jacked up. You know, you try to do a lot because it's the first game out of the box, and you want to, you know, make something happen. You try to do too much sometimes, and, you know, like I said, you got to tone it back and play well. It's just, you know, the mental errors, like I said, I think the ones we'll look back and kind of, you know, reflect on more so than the others.
What impact does this game have on, you know, your excitement, your enthusiasm for the season? You know, this is kind of a dud, but what does this do to your mentality going forward?
I'm still extremely excited. I mean, I know the other 52 guys in that locker room are going to come in tomorrow, watch the tape, and be extremely hungry. There's not one guy, obviously, that's going to be satisfied. This is not the way we want to start. But we're excited. This is a long football season, and we got a good football team. We're going to scratch, claw, fight, do whatever we can to put ourselves in position to win games. And, you know, you look back at the first half offensively, we didn't. I mean, obviously, we had the three turnovers, and we're still up 7-6 at halftime. So that just shows what kind of team you are. We can be in games. We just got to you know, keep continuing to fight. You can't hurt ourselves.
How different do you feel standing up there this year compared to a year ago after losing Adam?
You know, I'm more confident. You know, I like I said, things didn't go great today. We, you know, unfortunately it happened. It sucks. But I'm confident. I'm confident in this football team. I'm confident in this group of guys we have. You know, I'm excited moving forward. You know, this is exciting. Again, a long year, and you know, this one's over. We can't do anything about it. Let's move on to the next one and you know, come back. I heard that, you know, every team in our division lost, so we're, you know, last time I checked, we're guaranteed 15 more games. So we get, you know, go back to work this week and get better.
Have you ever been hit in that much in a game before?
No, I don't think so.
Brandon, right guard's been a position of uncertainty all summer long, but are you surprised at how it resulted in today's breakdowns at all?
You know, like I said, it's hard for me to tell because, you know, bullets are fine. I'm out there. I don't really know, you know, who's got what responsibilities until you watch the tape. But, yeah, I mean, obviously we've had some injuries there. But, I O'Neal steps in. He's making the transition from tackle. We all know that. I think he's done a great job. I think he's been outstanding for us. Nothing to worry about. I mean, he's going to be a great player for us. You know, we just got to get better as a unit, as a whole, as an offense. We got to be better.
How much would it have helped you to have Josh Gordon in this game?
Well, I mean, the more weapons, the better. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. I mean, that's every team. I think, he's a big play threat, big body guy. Has a lot of tools, but you know, that's the hand we're dealt. You know, we came in. I was extremely confident. I threw it to every receiver we had multiple times because I've got a lot of confidence in those guys and. Even though Josh isn't there, we got to keep moving. You know, it's just again one of the things that we can't control, and you know, we'll get him back in 2 weeks or 2 weeks.
You gotta be dreaming about Cameron Wake,
didn't he? He's a good player. You know, and we knew that coming in. We knew he was gonna, you know, can create some havoc. He played a great football game.
Do